Is daf chaf tes. So we got to the, I assume you got to the last lines of chaf ches mem beis, the new Mishnah. The last line, the Mishnah begins, Hanota schar liyos roes a bechoros. A person who charges money to see bechoros, not anyone could look at a bechor. You have to be, yati yatir is one of the levels of his yor yora, yordea, and there's yadin yadin being an expert in choshe mishra, and there's something else that the Gemara calls yatir yatir, Gemara in Sanhedrin, who permitted, you have the certificate to permit Bukharos. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Rebbe spent 18 months on a farm learning these mumim. So a person is an expert. It was very unique to have such an expertise. So he wants to take schar. Listen, he worked hard for this. He earned it. And his value brings a lot to the table. So he should charge. Gemara says, such a person, anota schar lios roes a Bukharos ain shochten alpiv. We do not trust him. That's a mum. We don't say, okay, it's a mum. Go ahead and shechten now. You don't have to bring it as a carbon anymore. Unless, LMK, the only way we would trust such a person who collects money for doing this is unless he's a mumcha ki'ila biyavna. That he's like this individual, which the post can point out, he was a ger, he was a convert. Rashi says that Hada Hadar Biyavna, the Chasidu Velo Nechshabakach, he was such a tzaddik and no one would choshen, even though he accepted money, it wasn't bribes that he was accepting, he just needed money, parnasa, and therefore, only that individual will be permitted if he's trusted, a good reputation. Sheatir lo chacham, chacham permitted him to do this, that Ila was able to do this, Lios Notel Arba Isaros le Behemadaka, Vishushim Lagasa, he would charge four Isaros for a smaller animal, and he charged six more money for a large animal, bein tam, bein bamum. Whether or not the result psak is a tam and you can't shecht it, he would still take money. And if it was a bamum, where he would say, okay, now you're allowed to go ahead and shecht it because it's a bum, he would take money as well. So this is the Mishnah. So Gemara wants to know, now my time, what's the reason we have this distinction that a smaller animal is four, larger animal is five, six? There's a pashut answer. The Gemara says, hi, nafish tircha, hi la nafish tircha. The larger animals, it's more to inspect, and therefore it's more of a tircha, so he's able to charge more. And that which is smaller, it's less tircha, therefore he charges less. Okay, very simple answer. Then the Gemara says, bein tam, bein mum. Whether or not the result, the findings are that's still tam, there's no mum I can't find, or there is a mum and he declared you could check it, either way you'd be able to take. So Gemara says, bishma, I understand, baal mum. If there's a Bamum, he finds Mishum de Kasharile, now that he permitted him, so you pay him for the service. He allows you to shech the animal. It's a Bamum now. Pay him for giving you the heter. El Tam Amai. When it comes to, he said, oh, there's a Bamum, there's a Tam still, so you have to still hold on to it a little bit longer. So why is he paying for this? He didn't gain anything. So there's no reward that he's gaining from it being declared a Tam. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so if he would take money only when he declares a Bamum, Asil Mechshadeh. So maybe he's choshen every time he says a balmum. Maybe it's not really a balmum. He's just saying, I need some cash now. It's a balmum. Don't worry about it. So we're going to start lacking trust. Amri, we said, hi, balmumhu. That which he declares a balmum is really a tamhu. V'had the kasharli. Why did he say it's a balmum? Mishum agri, he needs some schar. So therefore, if he's only taking money for the balmum, he's going to say as much as he can, this is a balmum, this is a balmum, this is a balmum, and make all the money. Therefore, to make sure he's not really gaining anything out of this, he's always going to get the same amount of money, so then he's able to give a proper, fair psak. Yachi, that's the case. Tam nami. If it's a tam as well, amri bamumu. Maybe when he says it's a tam, the guy's a chacham. It's a tam. It's really a bamum. It's, I don't know, it's the ear is cut in such a way where it's a bamum. He says it's a tam. Why does he say a tam? Hi, de lo kasharli. Why is he not permitting it if it's really a bamum? Savar, kiecha de lishka agresim neachrisi. This way the guy will come back to me in 6 months, another month. Every month he'll come to me. I know it's a bamum. But I want him to keep coming back to me for another further inspection. This way I can take money each time. It's a tam. Don't worry, it's a tam. Come back to me next month. We'll check again. And he checks it. Oh, it's a tam. Come back to me next month. But he really knows it's a mum. But he's saying a tam. So the guy keeps coming back and keeps paying for another inspection. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's a good svara. But nonetheless, chad zimna takini le'rabanan, trey zimna lo takini le'rabanan. When the Chacham say you'll have to take schar, it's one payment per animal. So even though the animal might be, you might have to inspect it five different times, still you only collect schar one time per animal, and therefore it's not going to lead to him doing this trick of saying, oh, come back to me next month, he'd rather not have to re-inspect it. He'd rather find the mum now if it's there and tell you. He's not gaining anything by inspecting it a second time. Okay, so now that we're on the topic of collecting money for checking a bechor, the mission now goes on to other areas of taking schar for performing mitzvahs. It says the Mishnah, Anotel scharel ladun. A person accepts money to judge, to be a dayan, dinav betalim. We do not trust, we do not rely on his psak. Lahayid, he takes money to testify, edusa betalim. We don't trust his testimony, he's thrown out the window. Lahazos, if he comes to take money to sprinkle the mei para, the water of paraduma, on one who's tamei meis, or the kadesh, or to mix the efer para together with the water, and with the maim chayim, meimav meimara, the water review as meimara, as the water is coming from bad water from the caves, which are not good. It's not maim chayim, it's not from a live spring, that's it's disqualified. And we view the ephro, the ashes, as efer mikla, which is just tam efer, he lost the kedusha of the paraduma. So anytime we take money for these mitzvahs, we disqualify the mitzvah. The imhaya, let's say the person who's looking at becharos, and he's a kohen. So not every bechor, the people checking are not necessarily kohanim. Anybody who's a chacham who knows the this industry could check. But let's say that guy happens to be a kohen. He's a expert. He received the yati yatir certificate in the smicha. He's a kohen, and when you had to, he had to come to visit the animal to inspect it. The only way he was able to inspect it was he had to go through some derech tamei, mitame mitshumaso. So now he has to carry, get to you, and he's tamei now, because that's the only way he could get to you. So he's tamei. So now what happens is, you're allowed to machilo mashke v'sacho. You're able to give him some food, you give him some drink, and even though it sounds like you're paying reward for him, that's not called nesina schar, because you're schlepping him in such a way, that's permitted. We'll see what that means exactly in terms of Tumah Tahara, the relevance of that. But if the guy is a Zaken, if he's very old, you need to bring him out to your farm, you can't go to him, he can't walk to you. Markiva Achamer, you could have him ride on a donkey. That's not called Nesina Schar. You're giving him first class privileges. That's not called Nesina Schar. Vinotel, Vinosin Lascharo Kipoel, and we pay him like he's a regular worker, and we'll see what that means as well. Take a look for a second just at this Rashi here to understand the case of the Tumah and the Kohen. Mitameo Mitshumah, so says Rashi, that Umafsido Shitzarach Liknos Chulun. You've lost out. Because why did he lose? Because now he has to buy Chulun. Chulun's more expensive than Tshuma. Why? We know when there's lower demand, the costs are lower as well. Not many people want it, so you want to sell it, so you lower the prices a little bit. So Tshuma, only a small percentage of Klai Yisrael can eat it, only the Kohanim. So it's very cheap buying Tshuma. Only the Kohanim could get it. But now the guy, the Kohen's tamei from buying Tshuma because he's tamei. So now he has to go for Chulun. Chulun's more expensive because everyone needs to buy it. So there's more demand, we're going to raise the prices. We don't need to entice people to come buy it. So now he's forced into getting Chulun. He's losing out because he has to pay, he became tamei, coming to help you out. So now he has got to pay more money for Chulun. That's a loss for him. So says Rashi that Shechulun ruyin, Demei Chulun yikarim midmei Tshuma. The prices of chulin are more expensive than that of chuma. Shechulin ruuyin lechol. Everyone's able to have chulin, and therefore higher demand, higher prices. The chuma ain't al ruuyin lekonim. So therefore, you're allowed to feed him. You could cover his cost because now, since it's preventing loss of money, because now he has to pay for more money and the food and drinks he's having, you could pay out of pocket so he could save his expense. That's not called giving reward. That's called saving an expense from him, and that's permitted. So these are examples of idea times where you are able to give him, and it's not viewed as halacha as netilas schar. The Gemara asks the Minani, Mila, how do you know? How do you know what? Rashi says, how do you know? The a no lin schar al hara b'tamat tomer shiilmad. So even though the Mishnah really hadn't been talking about that, it's talking about giving a din. And the Gemara says the person who sits in the Torah is like learning. Rav Soloveitchik had this idea when it came to there are two basic types of Dine Torah. There's a Bezdin Shalosh of 3, and there's a Bezdin of Chav Gimel Esrim Shalosh 23. Bezdin of 3 is a Dine Mamonos. Two people are fighting about a case of a loan of some sort. And there's Dine Choshen, there's the Bezdin of 23, which is capital punishment, which is Chayiv Misa. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the differences, many differences between the Chav Bezdin, Chav Gimel, Bezdin of Gimel, but the fundamental difference he explained was Chav Gimel, you're judging the individual, the Gavra. We want to make sure he's innocent. We try to make him innocent. We try to find the way out for him. He is the one who we're judging. And when it comes to Din of Bezdin of Gimel, Din of Mamonos, we're not judging anyone. We're learning Torah, we're learning a Sugya. Reuven says one thing, Shimon says another thing. We say, okay, thank you. Give us information. You guys step outside. We're going to learn our sugya. This happens, that happens, what happens after they learn the sugya. Now we're going to plug it back in. Okay, now how does this relate to Rivun and Shimon? And then we plug it back into them. But Be'etim, Beznev, Gimel is learning. They're learning a sugya in Baba Metzia. Learning a sugya in Baba Kama, Baba Basra. That's what they're learning. So that's perhaps what Rashi means here. Even though the Mishnah is talking about Notel Schar Ladun, Rashi, how do you know you can't take money for Limud HaTorah, for Hora and Talmud Torah? Because a Bezdin is Taka, learning Torah. That's what it is. So what's the source you can't take money for learning and for teaching? Really for teaching? The Gemara says that Minanimile Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Kral HaPasuk says, Re'ei Limadati Etzchem Hukim U'Mishpatim, I taught all these things. The Gemara goes on to say, I taught you Halacha. So the Gemara says, Ma Ani Bechin, just like I, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I taught you for free, no one paid me, there's no Netilas Schar, Afatem Bechinim, so too, you have to teach for free as well, you have to model me. I did a bechinim, so to you bechinim. Says the Gemara further. Tani Nami Hochi, the Bryce says as well. Kasher Tzivani Hashem, the pasuk says, just like I commanded you, that Elokai, that I commanded you, gave you mitzvahs, ma'ani bechinim, afata bechinim. Uminai, how do you know, shim lo mata bechinim? If you can't find the guy to teach you, shiilmat beschar. Let's say there's no Rebbe in town who's going to teach you unless you pay him. It's not ideal, but you have no other choice. So then you'll have to even pay. Tamalova, the pasuk says, emes. You could acquire MS. If you need to acquire it. Best that you don't pay for it. Best he doesn't take money for it. But if you need MS, can I buy it if you have no choice? Umanayin, how do you know Shalom Yomar, a person shouldn't say, Kishem Shilmatia Bishar, Kacham Denu Bishar, say, wait a second, when I learned, I had to pay for my learning. So now that I'm a Rebbe, I should be able to charge as well, do what my Rebbe did to me. Tamalomer emes kanei val timcher. No, you could buy it, but don't sell yourself. Don't charge for your teaching. So this is the simple understanding of the Gemara that a person shouldn't take any money when he's a rebbe, when he's a teacher. So take a look at Tosus. The two Tosus we're going to look at here. First Tosus is hanota schar ladin dina b'tam. When it comes to giving a psak din hara, we don't take money. A dayan can't take money. V'had the time the Mishnah tells us mechur hadayin shenota schar ladin ela shidin avdin. The Mishnah says it's an ugly thing for a dayan to accept money, but if he does it, it's fine. But our Mishnah says, no, the din is batalim. So is the din batal, or is the din just, it's mechur? So, says Tosos, Mefarsh beperk basa diksubas daf kufei ba'agar bala de muchach shari. When the guy's getting paid for schar batala, he's, I'm leaving my job to go do a din Torah. You need to pay me for my time. Not for my judgment, not for my din, but for my schar batala. So then that's allowed. That's when we say, if you pay it, okay, we accept the din Torah. We don't want you to take any money ever, but if it's a clear difference of it's shochad, if it's bribery, versus just schar b'teila, so schar b'teila, we would accept the din b'dievet. That's lagabe dinei Torah, being a dayan. Tosa says the next line. When it's very clear that you're being paid for your time off. Mani Bechinim says Tosos, Vim Tomar Veshocha Lo Sikach, you can't take bribes, Dikasa Rachman Alamali, why do you need a Pasuk? If you have a Pasuk here, you have to teach for free, you have to give it in Torah for free, so why does the Pasuk have to say, don't take a Shochad? Isn't that the same thing? Don't take bribes, don't take money. So Vla Pirchi, it's not a question. The Trey Milan, the two ideas here. Could the Mumuchach, Reish Perak Basa Diksubis, which is very similar to the Tosos above. The Bataras Agra, Hainu Schar Tircha, Bataras Shochad, Hainu Lahashtadil, Laduna Yofe. Shochad is when you pay the guy to try your best to give me a good psak. One type of din is shochad, that's lo sikach shochad, the pasuk says, bribery to make sure I've got a good zechus, a psak din in my favor. That's shochad, that's an isidereis of shochad. But the other type of schar that we're discussing here, bechinam, don't take money, even if it's not for bribes, just don't take any money. That's a different din. That's not shochad. That's just taking money. Then Tosa says, don't be bothered. Apparently the dayanim in the Yerushalayim, hayu nolin schar mitshumas halishcha. They'd be paid from the lishcha in the Beis Hamikdash. The belav time adagar bala b'teila demuchach shari. Hasam why? Kaven dechol iskam hayalzer lahaya oskim b'shum lacha. If the only thing he does is a dayan, nothing else, he has no other form of payment, so then that's why it's permitted. But if the guy's a lawyer, he's an attorney, and he's making a ton of money, and he wants to take some more money for this, that's when you say, Ma ani bechinim, afa ta bechinim. But if this is the only thing that a person does, so then there's a heter to take money. Jump down further now, not jump down, Mashinogin achshav lilmo Torah, b'schar, how come every Rebbe takes money? There's no Rebbe in the world that does this for free. He won't be able to live otherwise. He won't be able to teach otherwise. Im ein lo b'ma lisparis, if nothing to no other side real estate that he's making money off of, it's shari, it's permitted. V'afil yesh lo, even he has parnas on the side, he's still permitted to take money in muschar b'tela, if it's schar b'tela for, because he chose to not do real estate full time. He chose to teach her 4 hours in the morning, even though he's got a very successful business, that he's allowed to as well. And look at the last line of Tosas, last three lines based on the Gemara and the Darim. Another reason why a Melamed could take money is Biktanim Shari. When you're talking about little kids, you have to define how old little kids are. But let's say, nursery, a Rebbe's a nursery, a first grade Rebbe, he's permitted mitam shimur. He has to take money to protect the kids, that should provide a shmir for them. Bishar pisuk, tamim, and other things, are teaching them how to pronounce the things properly. There are other hetayim as to why Rebbeim are allowed to take money, and even Dayanim are allowed to take money as well, if it's simply for schar b'teilim. So then, let's go weiter now the Gemara. There's another interesting piece here, I don't think we have time for this, about doctors. There's a discussion whether doctors are allowed to take money as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a rofe as well. Mani mechinim ahatar bechinim. So to you should do refuah bechinim. And so there's a discussion that Sefer Hasidim thinks that one shouldn't take money. The Ramban says you're allowed to take money. There's a big discussion amongst the different svarim. Another area that comes up, are you allowed to sell svarim for money? Is that considered teaching bechinim or not? Some say you can't. That's a form of teaching. There's a ma'aseh they bring in the Chassam Sofer, and he was seems to permit his children to sell his farm, his ksavim. He says you could take it and sell it. So how could it be true? Ma'ani b'chim afat ha'b'chinim. They said, some say the difference is the person, the mechaber himself, he can't. He can't take money for it. But when he has his children make money off it, they're not the ones teaching. They're the ones taking money. So the children are allowed to sell the svarim, the ksavim of the father, but the mechav themselves can't sell the svarim. That's a discussion. Others say no. They say the Chavetz Chaim, apparently, he sold the svarim and he made money off of it. Not a lot, but he made money. So this is interesting conversations that come from this particular sugya. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says we're in the last 10 lines or so, the two dots. The Gemara says, Lahazos. When it comes to Lekadish Meimav of Meimara, Efar Mikla. So ask the Gemara. Urminu, is it really true by Paraduma disqualifies the Meipara, disqualifies the Efer Paraduma? Hamekadesh b'meichatas b'efer pratas areza mekudashes afa pisha Yisrael. Person who's Mekadesh mechatas with the Efer v'chatas, it's mekudashes, it works even though he's Yisrael. What's going on there? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, hareza mekudashes, alma yachal itein schar. Talking about a person's allowed to accept money, dilo b'may mekadesh lo. That's referring to a person who's being Mekadish, you're Mekadish and Isha, right? So I'm Mekadish and Isha here with Mechatas, to using it as money. So it works. It's even though guys Yisrael, what's the relevance of Yisrael? So Rashi points out it had been a custom that only Kohanim were the ones to do the Efer Parah and having what to do with the Paraduma and the Mechatas, but it wasn't a din. It's saying Alpha Bisha Yisrael here. So it comes out again from this, a person, a Stam Yisrael, any person, Mekadish and Isha, but Mechatas, Hareza Mekudesh, it's a good Kedush and it works. We see from here, though, that it's a type of a schar. It has value to it. You could use it as value. It's somehow a netila schar. That's what Rashi says. So have we said above, though, that we said above that you can't take schar when it comes to the kiddush of mechadas and the efer para. So how come here it implies that you're allowed to do some type of avoda? So Gemara says, Amr Abai lo kasha kam b'schar hava. I'm sorry, 1 second. Hold on. 1 second. Right. The din here is as follows, that he's been kaddish her with that which she's going to that he's going to do the paraduma, meaning the netila, the mechatas is like the value of that he's giving her as the kedushin. That's being viewed as some type of value. So we see you could put a money, you could put a price on the drawing of the water and the mixing of the mechatas and the efer para, but it's effective. It has a netilas schar that's usable. And our Mishnah says that one who takes money for doing these things is actually going to disqualify the mechatas. So Gemara says, Amar Abai says there is no contradiction. Lokasha kan bischarva. What referring to the kedushin? When he says the kedushin with the wife, it's referring to the schlepping of the paraduma. Not any type of sanctifying of it, but the schlepping, that's where you're allowed to use it, and the tirschar is permitted. But and the mila, the schlepping up, the drawing of the water, all that's a schar tircha, that's permitted. That's not a schar mitzvah. But Kan, Bischar Hazav, Kiddush, when it comes to the sprinkling of the water, and it comes to mixing the water and the ashes together, that's a Schar Mitzvah, that's where you're not allowed to take Schar. You can't take Schar for Schar Mitzvah, but the schlepping, that's not that Schar Tircha, Schar Tircha, Tircha is permitted. And the Gemara says, I could bring your raya, dekanami, it's very precise, dekatani, haba hacha, here in the Mishnah says, lahazo, so lakadesh, which is referring to the mitzvah of hazah, the mitzvah of kiddush, that's where netilat schar is inappropriate, but hasam over there, by mekadesh of the isha, katani hamakadesh bimechadas, ubeifer chadas, not doing the maish of the mechadas, but with them themselves, the schlepping of them, that's when netilat schar is permitted, shema amina. Marna quotes in the Mishnah, the last four lines of the Amud here, Im haya kohen mitame mitshumah. So if the kohen had to schlep all the way to visit your bechor, to see the tamum, he became tamay along the way, you could feed him the chulin, because it's very expensive for him otherwise. Ihu gufa heche azil. How could the kohen go? How could a kohen become, he could walk through a base kvaros and be tamay tumas mazed to be yatir bechoros? That's not allowed, that's an iser daraisa. So the Gemara says, no, it was a situation of Ozil, the base of Pras. He went to an area, base of Pras, where the kever, base of Kvaros, had been plowed over, and there's no real tzamos that are pieced together to mimitam him. There's only Issa Midirban to walk through such areas, but Midiraisa, there's no chashash really. So the Gemara explains that, he went to this again, base of Pras. And with the Gemara explains, Midir Banan, which only Yatsa Midir Banan, Da'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Menapeach Adam Beveis HaPras, Halicha, Kohen could blow, right? We assume all the bones have been crumbled, but they're little pieces. But if there's an Etzem Kisora, if he touches an Etzem, a bone the size of a Sora, the size of barley, so then the Rashi explains, it's Matami B'mag B'mas, if you carry such a bone, if you touch such a size bone, it's Matami in touching or carrying, but it's not Matami B'olo. So you can just blow, as long as he doesn't touch, he blows it, it moves it out of the way, he blows away the area, he takes some type of, I don't know, a leaf blower, and he pushes through the whole way, so he's fine, he's able to walk through, that's permitted, that's the way you get through the Beis HaPras, and that's the type of Beis HaPras he went through. Rav Yehuda bar Ami Mishrei, Rav Yehuda Amar Beis HaPras Shinidosh Torah. Let's say it had been trampled over. People walk through the area, so we assume that they trampled in such a way where there's no bones left that are the size of Seora, so then that's permitted as well. That's completely Tahor. Gemara then says, Inami alternatively, Bishar Tumos Delo Mizarleo. Maybe it's referring to where he became Tamei, because so what happened was he was able to walk through there because it was a Beis HaPras. But let's say they found that, wait a second, Itaka did touch that which is Etzem Kesora, so now he's Tamei, so then that's a situation where you're allowed to feed him. But Lechachili is allowed to walk through because we assume there is no Atamos there. Alternatively, Gemara says, Inami again, Bishar Tumos Delo Mizarleo. Based on this parsha, Emor, that he's only Emor Lakwanim, they're only warned of not going into Tumas Meis, but to become Tumas Nevela and Sheretz and so on, that there's no warning, he's allowed to become Tamei, so maybe he had to walk to some area where he had to touch Nevela, he had to touch a Sheretz to get there, and he became Tamei, so then that's a situation where you're allowed to feed him Chulin to save the expense of the animals, of the food rather. Gemara says, Vayitin, now three lines down in Amud Beis here, that e ha'imayazakein markiva al-chamor, if he's an old man, you could schlep him onto an al-chamor to get him over to be matir your bechor. Tana kepol batel, you pay him like a pol batel. So Gemara says, what does that mean? Amar bai, kepol batel shel osam lacha. So whatever that means, whatever the avoda he does, so you have to pay him for the service you're giving him for what he's being mevatel from otherwise his job would have been. That's what it means. The guy's an attorney, and he's coming to give you a din Torah, so you have to pay him whatever amount of time money he charges per hour. The Gemara then says, the new Mishnah tells us as follows. A chashid al becharos, the person who's chashid al becharos, that he's a chashid, Rashi says, to be mato mum. He makes a mum, he cuts the ear off of a mum, of a bechor rather, Ein lochem imenu baser tzvar. We don't take deer. We don't buy deer venison from him because it looks like the Rashi explains the color of the meat looks very similar to the color of a cow. And certain times he switches them around, and maybe he's going to sell you a bechor, not a venison that you're looking for, but he's going to sell you a bechor because we know behema bechor only comes from a behema, not from a chaya. A tzvi is a chaya, so there's no issue of bechor by a tzvi, but he might sell you a calf meat and tell you it's goat meat or rather a deer meat, venison, but you think it's venison, but it really came from a calf. And this calf was really a bechor, that he was matamum, so you're eating a bechor, which is a violation. So that's, you shouldn't buy venison from such a person. And you shouldn't buy any leather hide that had not been processed, because had not been processed, we assume that it came from a bechor as well. The possibility came from a bechor. Had been processed, so then we're not concerned. Why not? We're going to see in the Gemara that the guy doesn't want to put too much effort into his bechor, that he's matamum on. Because what happens if the rabbis catch him being matamum? then he loses it. They're going to take it away. They're going to confiscate it. He doesn't want to invest so much time. So he'll shech the animal and sell the animal, the bechor. But to start working on the hide and processing it, and then the chacham say, wait, that was a mum, that was a bechor that you're about to mum. We're going to confiscate the leather. He wouldn't put the effort into something unless it really, he knew for sure it was mutter. So if it was enu avodas, it wasn't worked at all, wasn't processed, so then we say, don't accept it. But if it was processed, we could, it's safe to assume it didn't come from a bechor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer lochem yimenu oros shel nekeva when lochem yimenu tzemer meluvan b'tzoer. You're allowed to buy a skin hide from a female because you know, females are not bechor, but you can't buy from a male. And we don't buy from them white wool b'tzoer, not dark wool either. If it's dirty or clean, v'lochem yimenu tavayu begadim. So whether he cleaned it or didn't clean it, we could still, it's possible that it came from Bechor, so we don't buy such wool from him. But if he started to spin it, he started to make a baguette out of it, he wouldn't put such effort into it unless he knew for sure that it wasn't a Bechor. This way the Chacham won't confiscate it. So those types of items, again, the more effort he puts in, then the more likelihood it's not a Bechor, and you'll be able to buy from him. If it's not worked so much, so then we're concerned it might be a Bechor. So Gemara says, Basa tzvam demichav b'da'agla. Then it comes the reason why you can't buy venison from him, because it could be switched with a calf, which may be a bechor. That's why we don't buy deer from him. But ha avudim, if they were processed, zavinim, we can buy processed hide, that which has been prepared. Because if it's really bechor, he wouldn't have put the effort into making the hide better. Why? Because Savar, he thinks, Ishamu be Rabban. If Rabban found out what I'm up to here, Mafsid Luminau, they're going to confiscate and make me lose my whole business, so it's not worth my effort of putting in the leather any work if a taka came from a Bechor. But if he put work in, it must be it wasn't a Bechor. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lokum Yimenu Orishon the Keva. You could buy a hide from a female, since we know for sure a female isn't a Bechor, only men are Bechor. So my time, what's the reason? Miyadi Yadi. People know, you could distinguish from the skin. If it's the skin of the entire animal, you could see the areas that it's a female, not a male. Satanakama. So how come the Tanakama, they don't allow you to buy skin if it wasn't processed from a nekeva? Shouldn't that be a clear distinction? Gemara says, Imkein, Zachar Nami. They're going to sell a male skin as well. And Chayik Lizacharusei. They're going to cut off the area of the organ, the male organ, where they're able to tell, and slice it off, and you won't be able to know Also makam, whether it's a female or male. And they're going to say, Amrach bar machlu, the mice ate away that area, so I can't tell you. I'm telling you it was in a cave. Trust me, it was in a cave. So therefore, we say, don't buy any skin, whether male or female, lest they start playing games with us. V'idach, others say, no, ki achbar miyad yadeh. You know the difference when mice eat off that area, or whether it's cut off by the person, so you can very clearly tell. And therefore, there's no way of tricking us to sell us a male skin when and claiming that they're female skin. And therefore, you could buy female skins without any chashat. Vein lochem yimenu tzemer belubam etzoeh. You can't buy from them a wool that has been cleaned, white, and even that which is still dirty. So Gemara says, Hasha Temer Maluba on that. If you can't buy clean wool, because your choshed, he came from Bechor, lo zavina, and you don't buy from him. So he been buy, do you have to say a dirty one? Certainly dirty ones, you should not buy from him either. Why not? So the Gemara said, what's the reason why? Gemara says, Rashi says rather, Hasha Maluba on the Ikal Meimar lo mafsid tircha, lo malbin le, the Savar Shami Rabbanim mafsid le, minayu, for you hachi came in the tircha zute, he lo kapitaleu, lo zavina, and so he buy. We're saying, oh, they're right. The white ones we put effort in not to buy it. So certainly, if he dirty, where he did zero effort, certainly you shouldn't be able to buy that either. So Gemara says, Ella chada katani temer meluban mitzvah. So it's really one statement to buy white wool from that which was dirty, which means he put effort into it. Even though he put effort into it, it's not that much effort. A guy would be willing to do that to make a couple bucks. So therefore, we're still choshed him that maybe it came from a bechor, even though it looks clean and he put some effort in. It's still a chashat. If it came to things that were spun in a certain begadim, we're allowed to buy from him. Ask the Gemara, Hashta Tavi Zavinan, begadim Ibai. If you're able to buy Tavi, which is just a certain yarn that was spun together, if it's a begad, we put a lot of effort in, certainly you should be able to buy. Of course, that's an obvious point. So Gemara says, My begadim Namti. What's begadim? How do they define Namti here?
Felt.
Felt. So when they put the process, it's referring to begadim Namti, which is referring to felt. That's the type of case that we're referring to here in the Mishnah. Which Rashi says it was never spun in the first place. So if it was spun, it's permitted. And felt, which isn't spun at all, just as is, so that's permitted as well. Even though there wasn't that much effort put into it, there's enough effort in there to indicate that it was not from a bechor. Then the new Mishnah tells us, that person who's chashed ala shviyis, ain't lochem yimenu pishtan afilu srak A guy who's chashin on shvias, we don't buy these flax, we don't buy, what's rock?
Combed,
if it's even processed a little bit, but that's not so much tircha. We assume it came from Shemitah. But once he started to make them into spinning them, he started making them into the weaving them, where he started putting some effort in, then we assume that it must not be shvias, he wouldn't put effort into otherwise. Asks the Gemara, Hashta, Tavi Zavina, and Arig Mibari, once it's spun, we allow you to buy it. Certainly, if it's woven, which is a step further, certainly you should be permitted as well. Gemara says, no, my Ariga, Tichi, what is it, how do you define Tichi here?
Braided.
So braided, which is not spun, it's braided, it's been taking the natural wool as is. So either it was spun or it's braided. These are two indicators that the individual must put effort in, whereby we can trust him that didn't come from Shvius. Let's go a little further because tomorrow's daf is a little long. We'll run through it fast. Hachasher lehios mocher chuma. Guy who's chasher for selling chuma l'shem chulim. He says they're really chulin, but it's a chashad that maybe he's selling you chuma instead. Ain lokum imenu afilu mayim melech. We don't buy a thing from him, not even water and salt. We know there is no chiyuv of chuma and water and salt, so it's for sure not chuma problems. But we don't buy anything he sells. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Shimon Omer no. Only that which is kol sheyesh bo zikas chuma. Umay says ain lokum imenu. No, only things that there's a chashad that he may have put chumas and maizos, but something like water and salt, where there's no chashad of there being chumas and maizos, you're allowed to buy from him according to Rabbi Shimon. Ask the Gemara last two lines here. La'asuya, my what's this coming to include? La'asuya kivre dogim, when it comes to fish, dim'arve ve'ushemen zayis, that comes to the innards, the intestines of the fish, where it's likely that people oftentimes mix oil, even though kivre dogim themselves, there's no chiva chumas and maizos on fish. But since it gets mixed together with oil, and oil is shemen zayis, is a chiva chumas and maizos. That, too, even Rabbi Shimon will agree, it's usher to buy from him that as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem will pick up tomorrow.